This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. When you think of trading floors at the New York Stock Exchange or the Chicago Board of Trade, you might picture traders shouting and throwing hand signals. It's known as open outcry, and in the last few decades, it's steadily declined as electronic trading has taken over. Now, an outfit called Box Options Exchange is planning a bit of a throwback, opening up a new trading pit with about 40 human traders. Gunjan Banerjee has been writing about this for the Wall Street Journal and joins me now. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So I covered Wall Street for a long time and did my share of stories about the decline of open outcry as electronic trading came in. Why open a new open outcry pit now?
You know, that's what a lot of people are wondering. Box Options Exchange, which has just around 2% of options market share, wants to launch a new open outcry floor at the Chicago Board of Trade building. And it's stirred some controversy in the derivatives market. A number of exchanges, some of its rivals, and trading firms have filed critical letters about the plan. And, you know, Box is arguing that the SEC does not limit the number of open outcry floors or the number of exchanges out there. So, you know, why not allow another exchange to launch an open outcry floor?
You write that in the options market, open outcry is still about 13% of the market. Why has it held up in options trading as the number of floor traders has declined in other markets?
It's kind of surprising. You know, there's four options open outcry floors. And for the New York Stock Exchange, you know, 25 to 40% of their options volume flows through those open outcry floors. Traders tell me that's because options can just be so complicated and involve different strategies. And it's easier for a human trader on the floor to kind of work that out with other traders than for it to go through electronically.
So sometimes a shouting human is more effective than a computer.
It kind of seems like an anachronism because, as you said, floor trading has really deteriorated as more and more contracts in other industries are traded electronically. And many floor traders over the past few years have had to find new jobs. You know, the days of thousands of people crowded into floor pits, shouting and making hand signals to execute trades has largely passed. And even for the Chicago Board Options Exchange, you know, their open outcry floor has thinned to about 440 traders from earlier this year, from 10 times that in the late 1980s.
Wow. If this is approved by the August 2nd deadline, do you think we could see a resurgence of the floor trader as a career?
You know, some people are actually worried that if this is approved, it will further fragment the industry and weigh down trading firms with more costs to staff another floor, to trade another floor. And they have already been stressed in recent years.
Gunjan Banerjee is a reporter with The Wall Street Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.